Rita, you're a Minecraft creature, evidently, according to Jay.
No, she's a wild Rita, and she has spawned in our area.
She's not a breath.
That was an Allen side, and Rita. You spent too much time in Texas.
Oh, we're live. I have no voice. Oh, my God.
What happened?
I don't know.
Is that the first time you've used it today?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I always do that, like, in one of those, like, first thing in the morning, and I'm just been puttering, especially, like, when I lived alone, you know, just puttering around, and some of the phone rings, I'd always do, like, a test hello.
Wow.
Before I'd pick up the phone, because...
It's been a while since I talked.
That happens. If you don't talk for a long time, it's one of those, you woke up that morning, and you just were puttering around, and you had no one to talk to, so you're not going to talk to yourself. And the phone rings, and you pick it up, and...
I should have checked before I answered the Skype. I'm all right now.
I always talk to my cats.
I do my pre-show check, 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 check.
Jay's a professional.
Professional what? We have no idea. But
we're still working on that.
So what about Minecraft now?
I'm trying to figure out. My daughter is fond of a wild blank has spawned in your area.
Yeah.
Does she
have worlds and stuff in Minecraft?
Oh yeah, she's gotten away from it now.
They do that when they get older.
It is Minecraft, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if they were smart and made it NetHack, then they'd still be with it.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, I think it's more she's...
They are girls.
What about girls?
Well, I'm just saying.
Girls are weird, icky.
No, it's just that they... My daughter did the same thing. My daughter used to be crazy about Minecraft, and now she's kind of like, yeah. She.
What does she do now?
Other things. I don't know. I mean, she does, you know, girl things.
My daughter's crazy about... She's gone, like, band crazy and clothes crazy. She loves... Hot Topic.
Hot Topic's still around.
It is. They're still saying wicked overpriced stuff to teenagers.
Ow.
Yes.
Did you just get bit by a cat, Alan?
It sounds like it.
I got a claw.
The craw! Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're like, I hear about My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco and all these, you know, allegedly alternative. And then
those
I listen
are like
to
the... old.
Oh, they are so not alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not alternative at all. All music now is like pre-processed crap.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't want to say all, but popular music.
And get off my lawn, damn it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's the 90s, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like they're listening to like Sex Pistols and Black Flag or, you know.
That's the whole thing. It's, you know, she went through a Green Day phase. And I'm like, no. Let me tell you about a group called the Ramones.
Oh, the Ramones. Yep.
They're all dead, but.
The dead
Kennedys. I think two of them are alive, aren't they?
What's that? I think one is left. I really do.
I think it's Harpo. Harpo Ramones.
Wow, that almost got Diet Coke all over my keyboard.
Thank you.
That got two giggle snorts.
Yeah, Harpo Ramone. It was. Joey Ramone and Bobby Ramone.
Harpo Ramone. The one nobody ever talked about.
He played the trumpet.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, C90 just posted in chat. Lolthulu.com. Fucking amazing. Like, why do you have to do this when I've got a show to do?
Zeppo Ramones. They're the lesser known Ramone brothers.
Did he pronounce it Chico or Chico Ramone? I'm always confused. Chico.
That's cultural appropriation right there.
Oh, man.
Ooh, Gummo. I forgot about Gummo.
This is, by the way, episode 190 on Thursday, April 14th, 2016. And I'm not playing the music because I'm tired of it.
Hello, Internet.
Yeah.
Hello, Internet.
And, I like the music. Well, Can I just say I like the music?
Well, then we need some other kind of music because that one is getting used by every podcast known to man. No, well, I don't care.
No, we didn't.
Didn't I just hear that Happy Birthday is no longer copyright protected? So we can sing Happy Birthday.
Well,
I think it's still in court.
It's still in litigation. But they had one ruling that it was the public domain, so... I'm not taking a chance.
I think it gets to a point where it's, what are you going to do? You're going to sue everybody in the play, every fifth grader, every 5-year-old.
They actually do that, believe it or not.
Retta.
What?
We have a call.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Too little, too late, people.
Yeah, there you go, 508, yeah.
That's Arctic L.
Hey, it's the Arctic L.
So woohoo!
Thank you for always calling.
Yes, you and MDev, you guys are our rock.
I really liked the call-in format. I think it was good, but I'm glad to hear that you guys got picked up by Sirius and you're going to be doing the morning drive time show. That'll be awesome.
Sirius, they keep.
Oh, I typed my own name wrong.
What is the radio station Borg that's buying everything? It used to be Clear Channel. iHeartRadio now.
iHeartRadio, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but you can't say fuck on iHeartRadio. So I know you guys didn't get a deal there. You have to drop J from the lineup.
That's right. They want to cut me a big fat check. I will say fracking.
That's right. For a one and a whole bunch of zeros after it, and then sometime days later, a decimal point.
I will
clean up my language. Hell, I clean up my language just so a small little girl doesn't say horrible things.
Yeah.
Even though I think she just by the law of probability discovered the word fuck. Because she was just saying all sorts of weird. She says weird made up words all the time.
Chuck, chuck, bobok, banana, fana.
Yeah, but no, yeah, but just she said weirds, and she just was saying fuck to me a lot. And I think because I was kind of avoiding it instead of just playing along, she like kept doubling down.
Yeah, she got a reaction.
Oh, daddy doesn't like this word. I'll keep saying it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Toddlers make horrible scientists because N of 1 is acceptable, unless N is really annoying, and then we need N of 10,000.
and then of course, actually, on toddler news, we have gone a week and a half wearing underpants with no accidents.
Wow.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
That's the good news. The bad news is just about every day there's an intentional because she draws the line at poop.
Really?
What do you mean?
Like, what do I mean is my mom brought down like this, it's a like the size of a goose egg, hollow Easter egg. And she had one, we've got the other one and she was like looking at it the other day, and she was like, I want that chocolate egg. And I said, you know what, sweetie? You poop on the potty. That chocolate egg is yours. 5 minutes later, she shat in her pants.
So she's like, a little drunk.
Yeah.
I liken it to the, if a friend of mine said, hey, can you do me a favor? I will give you $10,000. All right, I'm listening. To crawl down our sewer pipe into our septic tank and retrieve the used condom that's gumming up the works. I will say, you can keep your $10,000. Thank you very much.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's really just her. I like that payout very much, but it's a bridge too far at this point.
Yeah. Well, no chocolate egg for you.
Yep. Well, but that chocolate egg, that's why it's that far past Easter and there's still a chocolate egg sitting around.
We had to switch from you get candy for using the potty to you get candy for telling us you have to use the potty. And that ended the every 10 minutes, do you need to go to the potty? I think we'll go anyway. routine, and now we actually get told, you know, 30, 40
seconds.
Well,
isn't the trick like making them aware of the need to go on the potty? Isn't that one of the tricks? Like, they have to be like aware that this feeling equals potty.
Step one is just a discussion of taking a pee or taking a poop, and it's one of those like. And then step two is discussing, all right, where would we like to deposit it? Would you like to deposit it in your diaper? Or would you like to deposit it in the potty?
Man, see, I like cats.
We did those in the other order. We had him using the potty before he could really figure out necessarily when or why. So we've been working on – he got that part pretty quickly because wet diapers suck. But then it was a matter of, all right, what's that feeling? And that's, I think, as much maturity is – as it is really understanding.
Yep.
So. I have a teenage son. I'm trying really hard to get him to actually lift the fucking lid before he kisses all of this goddamn thing.
Not make the him
seat.
Clean it.
Lift the seat.
I have woken him, the you know, the inner ring.
Okay.
Well,
okay. For a minute, I thought he was just intentionally saran wrapping his own toilet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
No, he's just lazy.
Yeah.
He has to clean the bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah.
If he's going to be lazy, he's so fucking tall. Just have him piss in the sink. Have him piss in the sink, then wash his hands. Problem solved. Problem staying solved.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Wash the toothbrush, wash your hairbrush, wash your contact lenses. Yeah, no.
So urine's sterile. Your contact lenses are clean, baby.
You're saying a minute of berm accuracy runs in the family?
Yeah.
Oh! Shots fired! Get down! Believe
me, I'd be happy to get berm.
Oh, man.
Jay, I'm 10 years behind you on that front, brother. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's you get this nice, you know, you hit, I'm trying to remember, you know, probably 6 or 7 where they haven't had an accident in a long, long time. And you're like, this is awesome. And then at some point it swings back. And I'm like walking into the big problem with both of them is they don't flush.
No. What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, guys, really? You know, you walk in there and it's, you know, really?
Well, Brita, I mean, your cats don't flush either.
Yes, what's they that? Do.
Well, they cover it up.
Also, yeah. Right, there is a pee warming in the toilet upstairs right now because I'm drinking a gigantic margarita. And when we're done this show, there'll be another one coming for it. So why you do one shot, one kill when you can do one shot, two kills?
I've never understood that. Probably because I live right next to a lake. I'm like, I've never had the whole conservation of water idea. It has never made sense to me. I'm like, water's cheap. It's right next door. You know.
Well, yeah, but you still pay for it.
Not that much.
No, it's not. That
water's much. Really cheap here.
No.
Sorry, yeah. California. No, you can't have our water.
Oh, don't be kidding. Sorry for California. They built their entire fucking culture in the middle of a fucking desert. The Sam Kinison line about how to save the starving Ethiopians comes to mind.
Like that whole, like, turn off the water while you brush your teeth. What? Why?
I've never ran the water while I brush my teeth.
What? I always do. I don't care.
Yep.
Brita,
run the shower and run the water while I brush my teeth. I don't care.
How much do you pay a month for water, Brita?
Oh, it's not even.
It's not in the fives of dollars.
I know, it's like nothing. It's ridiculously cheap here.
I think last time I checked my water, I have a combined water, trash, and sewer bill, and I think the water portion of it is like, I don't know, it's like less than $10.
I know, and that's stupid cheap.
And that's with water in my yard in the summer, you know.
My water bill's right around there, and I don't water my fucking lawn because the sooner it turns brown, the sooner I'm not fucking mowing it.
I don't know, in Southern Virginia, ours was close to $100. Wow. Here, it's probably similar. Yeah. Well, we had where we were in Virginia had a very overbuilt water treatment and distribution system, and so we were paying for it because they built it, and then the housing market collapsed, and they didn't get the number of subscribers that were expected.
Ours isn't quite that bad, but it's up there. But it's also sewer, so I happily pay it.
It's like what do they tell you? You're not. It's like buying a hooker. You're not paying for sex. You're paying for it to go away. You're not paying for the water. You're paying for it to go away.
Yes, exactly. I'm paying for not having a giant poop holding tank in my backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's worth money.
What's that?
We used to have a septic tank, and they're not that bad. I mean, a modern one is not that bad. An ancient one, yeah, it's a disaster.
Well, they're not until the pump stops working at 3 in the morning, and there's an alarm going off, or it needs to be pumped out, and it's filled to the top because you forgot to flush it last year. And, there's a lot of stuff you have to, like, remember. You can't flush certain things, and you can't have a toilet in the basement because, you know, it doesn't work. And I have a toilet in my basement now. I like it. It's right next to the gun room. It's awesome. If I'm in the gun room doing some cleaning or putting something together and I have to pee, it's awesome. I just walk right out and there it is.
I have a deep sink in my basement.
There's none of this running upstairs business.
Again, deep sink.
Well, there's a tub too, so.
Although to be fair, Weird, you really probably shouldn't take a shit in the deep sink in the basement.
Well, so, again, it's happened. See, also shit stained underwear, and deep sink is right beside the laundry. So, yes, I'm scrubbing shit out of underpants into the deep sink.
Yeah, there is that.
Ugh. things you never think you'll do until you have kids.
Yes. Yep.
And there have been times.
Cats?
Cats. Yeah.
There have been
times.
They
come potty trained.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, good luck, and thank you, guys.
Perhaps our last caller on the last live show.
Yeah. Maybe. Thank you.
All right. I will take that title.
Somebody get in touch with them, Deb. Got to hear from them, Deb. He's got a new house now.
Yeah. He's busy.
You know, I did want to take the opportunity. I think we should address the whole last call-in show thing. But also I wanted to say thank you to everybody who did call.
Yes, please.
Because, you know, I've been talking to these three guys for, seven years? Something crazy.
Seems like a long time.
A long, long time I've been talking to you guys. And as much as I love you, and you know I do, because
not all the time and not all at the same time.
I haven't killed you yet. I like talking to people, and I like hearing people's stories, and I like, you know,
different people,
new stuff, you know,
new people.
And I think that was one of the beauties of the live call-in show. And this is not the first live call-in show I've done. We're not going to name names. But that was also my favorite part of the other shows that I did was I got to talk to other people and you know, pick their brains and hear their stories. And it was really always very interesting to me. But I think the time of the live show is over. And I'm not just saying in podcasts, but across the board, people don't even watch TV live anymore.
Yep.
So everybody's downloading everything for when it's convenient, and I cannot fault anyone for that because
no, not at all.
You know, that's how life works. And if you can make something more convenient for yourself, awesome.
Yeah, I'd say the closest thing you've got is like the morning drive show or things like that where those still have a certain, you know, certain that. But my morning drive show is Cam and Company, which I think is an evening show, but Sirius XM broadcasts it, you know. I think they start. I don't know when they start. Like I've gotten up at 4 o'clock in the morning and turned it on, and it's going. But yeah, they just rebroadcast the show at an earlier date. So yeah, no, and certainly in our medium is the if there's a place for a live call-in show to thrive, it's not, you know, it's not internet because yeah, no, most people. I mean, it's. I listen to podcasts at work, but I mean, most people are listening to it while they're at work or while they're commuting or, or all
doing
that.
They whatever. Listen. Right.
And also it's the, and while they're at work, while they're commuting, in other words, while it's convenient for them to listen to us, not when we're doing this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason why, those morning call-in shows on the radio are popular is because people are trapped in that time. Sure. They have nothing else to do, right? So they have to drive to work. They have this huge chunk of time.
Morning drive and evening drive. Those are the two like highest paying talk radio gigs.
They're also the only thing keeping radio alive right now. iHeartRadio is about to go into bankruptcy because they can't service their debt.
Good for them.
So. Well, I mean, it's the reality. I mean, the live everything.
I downloaded their Android app for about 10 minutes. It was the biggest sack of shit, and I got rid of it.
Yep. Well, the only thing live that really pays still is pro sports, and I'll add male pro sports. You know, football, basketball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Not hockey.
No.
Well, maybe or hockey.
Football? Not really. No, I mean it's just not a thing. It's hockey's.
But what about highlight?
Yep.
How about polo?
What about lacrosse? Archer, come on.
Aquatic polo. That's where they're riding dolphins.
Nope.
I didn't say water polo, I said aquatic polo.
We got another call.
Oh, woo-hoo.
Sorry, Archikelf, you're not the last one.
Yeah. Now this is going to be like a competition.
Someone in area code 301.
Is this me?
I know exactly who this is.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
What's all this?
Just by the grumble.
It's that guy.
It's potty talk. Potty, potty, potty.
Yeah, well. I'm convinced that all conversations either lead to poop or sex.
the favorite topic, henceforth to be known as Breida's Law.
So the pelvis,
Breida's Law.
Yes.
All conversations devolve to poop or sex.
Or death.
So what do you got?
Or both.
Well, the favorite word at work right now is waffle stomp.
Okay.
Please use waffle stomp in a sentence, caller.
I went number two in the shower, so I waffle stomp that loaf down the drain.
No! No! That's awful!
It's only referring to that.
Breida's Law prevails.
Oh, waffle stomp. W A F.
And I'm done. And I'm done. I'm out. That's all I can do. I can't continue anymore. I'm tapping out.
Waffle stomp. God.
Can it be used in any other context, or is it just for stomping some semi-viscous object down a shower drain?
No, it's only that specific act.
And that gets used a lot in.
Look it up online. There's only one definition.
Urban Dictionary.
I have never met anybody who has pooped in the shower.
Yeah. I gotta say too.
I have stayed at your house overnight.
What? What? Okay. If somebody stays in my house. All right. No. I'm gonna have to revise the rules. Because if somebody ever stays in my house, I always tell them. I said, if you blow your nose in my shower, I will make you clean my entire bathroom with a toothbrush.
That's true.
Because it's just my rule. If you blow, no.
But you never said anything about pooping in the shower.
No, but I apparently need to revise the rules and include pooping.
Waffle stomping.
And waffle stomping. Damn it!
By the way, it's a double down of awesome if you happen to click on the Google images.
I'm not clicking.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Jesus.
By the way, one of the images which I've got is pretty awesome is somebody has a waffle iron that is in the shape of a footprint.
Oh, God.
All right.
Which is kind of odd that people at work talk to me because I'm kind of prickly. So people tend to leave me alone at work. You know, I'm the scary guy. They worry about me. But it never fails when they do decide to actually come into my cube and ask me something. They go, oh, hi, T-Bolt. How's it? Oh, my God. I just happened to have picked that actual moment to crop dust the cubicle, if you know what I mean. It's uncanny. How do they know that not three
seconds
before
they came in there? It's important to mark your own territory.
Well, I had garlic last night. I'm sorry.
You're like a wolf. Mark new territory.
Well, they learn. They never do that again.
All right, I don't get this. I just stumbled on the image of Derek doing the curb stomp at the beginning of American History X, but the guy has been superimposed over a Boss TU-1000 tuner of Doom. I don't know what the fuck that is. It looks like it might be a synthesizer. No, it's just a tuner. Wow, it's just a really big tuner, evidently.
I meant to tell you this earlier, but the internet is a weird place.
I love it so much.
You're diving
it's the only
weird.
Place I feel truly at home.
You're looking
you
too hard.
Ants, because that's how you get ants.
Thank you so much for the waffle stomp, T-Wolf.
Yes, thank you, T-Wolf.
If you're going to have a last show, I might as well contribute.
It's not the last show. It's just the last live.
It's not the last show.
But T-Bolt, because this is one of the last call-ins, do you want to talk to our guest?
You have Major Caudill? Yeah, Major Caudill.
Thank you.
I gotta give that guy a piece of my mind. Gun to civilization. But where is he?
He's locked in Breeder's basement.
He better not be in my corner.
Writing more books.
He's being punished for waffle stomping.
She's pulling a whole misery thing off him and down in the basement.
That is totally doable.
The northeast corner, that's my nest. He's not allowed in that one. I got those pizza boxes shredded just right.
Nest. It's, you got a T-Bolt nest.
You know, you got to get those T-Bolts cleared out quick. You don't want them. You don't want an infestation in your basement.
They're like tribbles.
And you definitely don't want to feed them after midnight.
They get behind the drywall.
Yeah.
Then
you gotta just burn. You might as well just burn the house down and
get behind the drywall.
Ain't nothing you can do.
But you know how expensive it is to get one of them tents.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta do a T-Bolt tent.
Yep. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, you got a T-Bolt nest in your basement. We're gonna have to quarantine this house.
And that usually just drives into the neighborhood's house. It doesn't get rid of them. It doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
They just drive into the Alphatex store, and then, you know, they can come back.
That's like the people with the Have a Heart Trap. Like, so many people are just like, they'll let them go. They'll take them, like, down to the end of the street. They'll be like, oh, there's a wooded area down at the end of the cul-de-sac. Great. As soon as you get out of sight, they will smell how they got there.
You have to combine the Have a Heart Trap with a trebuchet.
Or do it how they do it in Maine. Combine the Have a Heart, which I've never fully understood, but combine the Have a Heart Trap with a rain barrel.
Can I tell you my neighbor's solution for chipmunks?
Which neighbor?
Press 22?
No, not a 22. It's far less humane.
357 Magnum.
Let me tell you the story.
Wrist rocket. It's got to be a wrist rocket.
No. So my next door neighbor, Ruth, who has lived in Willoughby for her entire life, she's got to be close to 80. She used to, like, kill chickens in the backyard and kind of horrify the rest of the neighbors. And she's kind of like an old farm person. Like, she, you know, but I love her. I love her a lot. And last summer, Mike and I started noticing, like, where's all the chipmunks? Like, we used to have chipmunks running around all, you know, in the yard. And they would, like, you know, be running around. We'd see them all the time because, you know, chipmunks are everywhere. But we noticed the lack of chipmunks, right?
The distinct odor of chipmunk stew.
No. And so, you know, I started paying attention to what was going on. And I noticed that Ruth, on the side of her house, had a large bucket of water.
Oh.
With a piece of wood running up like a ramp to the bucket of water. And so Ruth, like, I kind of was thinking, maybe there's something going on over there. And finally we asked her, and Mike, of course, was, he's much more tenderhearted than Ruth and I, apparently. But he was a little horrified, but she would take the, like, sunflower seeds and run them up the board and then lay them. Because sunflower seeds will float on water. She put sunflower seeds on top of the water in the bucket.
That's awesome.
And so, well, and so she, you know, the chipmunks would run up the board, eat the sunflower seeds, and they run all the way up there and jump in the bucket because, oh my God, it's like the, you know, the mother load of sunflower seeds, and they would drown to death. Like, after exhausting themselves, paddling themselves around in the bucket. Because they couldn't get out of the bucket. But Ruth was like...
against them. I love it.
Ruth was super proud of her.
This is not as bad as the... I think this happened up in Maine, but I may get the... It may be an urban legend as well. I'm not... It's kind of one of those vague stories, but the... A drunk driving past the sewage treatment plant flips the truck into one of the holding tanks, and they find him dead the next morning in there. But they do find claw marks in the slime.
Oh, yuck!
But
it's just like that.
That's almost as good as the hook in the roof of your car.
Yeah, but a hook. Yeah, but the. But yeah, for chipmunks, I did the same thing. I depopulated my neighborhood of chipmunks. It was pretty
awesome.
With the
bucket?
No, I used to have a heart trap, and then in chat, I dropped him off at this guy's house.
Get out! Really?
Down on the other side of town, the anchor for the Channel 6 Evening News happened to live there, and it just happened to be. His yard was kind of a little bit secluded and had a little spot that I could easily pull over. So I would catch a chipmunk in the Have a Heart Trap, throw in the back of my truck, drive across town, and I had to drive across the city park. So that was my buffer zone. I knew that when they got to the park, they weren't going to go any further. And so, nice. But I just happened to be just, it just happened to work out really conveniently that I could pull over behind his house and open up the trap that Chipmunk would run away and be back in the car and drive away. I'd sometimes do it 3 times a day and then he'd be on the evening news and I would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Is that right?
Oh, dear.
It is so right.
You people are all horrible.
Yes, yes, we are.
Just, I mean, it would be every fucking evening. Hi, I'm Lee Nelson with Channel 6 News. I dropped off so many chipmunks in your yard today.
Oh, man.
And you can laugh about it because they probably didn't. I don't know if they went into his house or caused any problems with all that. It's, I just dropped off chipmunks in his yard. Chipmunks.
Well, talk to somebody else.
I definitely heard of people using the bucket with the
bucket is, seats.
Yeah.
I don't like.
I didn't ask what she did with the bucket after it was done.
She probably composted it.
I don't know.
What is this? Y'all put links in chat that I can't watch because it starts playing.
Because it'll go out over the. There's a.
T-Bolt's still on the line.
Yeah, he is.
There's like an anti-have a heart trap.
You want me to hang up on him?
It's actually got a spike.
No, don't hang up on him.
Okay.
Oh.
He has other things to say.
What's the have a heart trap too?
No, it's like the anti have a heart trap because it's got like a giant spike, a spring loaded spike that comes up and catches the animal basically through the skull.
That's what they want to do with T Bolt.
Only when you waffle stomp.
Are you coming to visit this Memorial Day?
Am I invited?
Well, you're always invited.
Just don't poop in the shower.
I thought it was too busy on Memorial Day.
I'm not, well, we'll discuss that later.
Also, like, not only don't even poop with this shit, but just be careful you don't even, like, pee, because you'll probably hear the pitter-patter.
I'll have a toothbrush ready.
I'll just the basement septic tank, like the sump pump, like I've been doing, okay?
Oh, my God, the sump pump.
The thing runs all the time. Nobody notices.
It does.
You just unscrew the top of the tank and hey!
You have to, like, set the rules. I'll follow the rules if you tell them to me.
No waffles.
I've never blown
anymore.
My nose.
You're Mo.
You should have, like, a house rules printed up, Brita. Brita's house rules.
Do not poop in the shower.
No pooping in the shower. And it'll be, like, one of those things where somebody's, like, you know, where you see, like, the sign, the warning sign or something, and you know that sign exists because somebody did it.
Because somebody did it.
Don't set fires on the dining room table. I know that one.
Do that once. They
don't
all take
don't,
off.
Don't bother Brita when she's cooking at the stove.
Yeah, whoa, that's
yes.
A big one.
Yep.
That's
don't
a
burn
yes.
Brita. Don't burn Brita. Very important.
You got to make sure to turn the handles in for her, too.
Don't surprise Brita when she has a knife.
Because she reaches up.
We're having a cat thing. Ronin, what?
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Sounds like a crisis.
Oh.
Do you have any mouse?
No.
I heard him. He said mouse.
Yeah.
Ronin. Aw, you have the squeaky mouse.
Did I give it to him?
This mouse. Yes. He just brought it to me here. Here, you want it?
Oh.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, it even works on podcasts. That's the like fucking lolcat for podcasts.
Yep.
Like I'm super captivated by your fucking cats.
There you go.
It was the first Audible Ican has cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. he likes to bring me a mouse every evening. Because, you know, he's a mighty hunter. And he has to
like
announce that he has captured the prey. And I need to praise him and tell him that he's a good boy.
He brought me a mouse once or twice. I felt
honored. You know, that's it. That's all. Now he wants to sit on my lap.
Mighty Hunter.
Hi, Ronan. How's it going?
So, God, what else? There's, oh, you know what? I do have one nerdy thing I'd like to talk about.
Okay. But it's, Rita was in Texas.
Yeah, well, that's not the nerdy thing I wanted to talk about, but we can talk about that too.
Well, I'm pretty nerdy.
Yeah, but you're not.
I was in Floridia.
You're not nearly.
No, I was in Floridia.
You're not nearly as nerdy as what I was going to talk about.
Are you going to talk about the antenna?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Is this the antenna that gave you the creepy eye?
No. But I can talk about my eye, too, if everybody wants to gross out.
Oh, God.
No, Brita wasn't.
It's got an eye. It's totally filled with pus.
Brita was in Texas.
Talk about that.
That had nothing to do with your eye.
No, it had nothing to do with my eye.
I had no connection to your eye.
But, there's no poking of eyeballs.
The eye
was red before I arrived in Texas.
Was it filled with pus then, or only pus?
No, there was no pus at all, ever, the whole time. But, like, when he picked me up at the airport, it was red. So it was not me.
Nope.
Is it conjunctivitis?
You told me you needed to get looked at.
And,
gross.
Did you send him to the hospital, Brita?
I told him to go to the doctor, and he went to the doctor.
Were you the super kind friend?
Yes.
Did he have pneumonia?
I was a super kind friend to one of the guys at work. He had some sort of horrible GI issue. I'm like, dude, you should kind of go to the hospital. You don't look good. It doesn't sound good and all that. And he's just like, well, we'll see what happens. I'm like, well, is it getting better or worse? You know, it actually feels kind of better. And I'm like, well, okay. Well, so the neat thing about it is that when you're like infected and inflamed appendix finally ruptures, that is a relief sensation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so like he was within like a few days of dying.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
Is it a tumor?
No, it's not the tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's not.
Oh, the glee.
It's not the tumor.
It's weird, though.
Is it a David Bowie?
It is. Yes, I've got a Bowie in my eye. Oh, God, I've got Bowie eye. It's no, actually, if anybody gives a shit, it's called uveitis, and it's an inflammation of the iris.
Inflammation of the uvee, duh.
Yeah, the uvee.
Now the question is, if this keeps up, will you eventually get Bowie dong?
This is bullshit.
Because that dude was packing. I'm just saying. Yes, haven't you watched Labyrinth?
I just figured that was like a
It was a prosthesis. Prosthesis.
It was a prosthetic, like Hodor.
Hodor.
Oh, God. So anyway, Brita was in Texas. She enjoyed herself.
Did she eat any while she was there?
Did she eat any what?
Brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
And crawdads.
I did.
How about that ice cream you guys got in Texas? Did you eat any of that?
No, that yes. Cowbell?
Bluebell.
Bluebell. Yes, I got that. I got the pecan. Bud Recon flavor. That was good.
No salmonella?
Did you actually see the crack flakes in it?
I did not get listeria from the Bluebell.
Good.
Yep. Brita.
Because then you waffle stuff in the shower.
Brita learned how to suck
I did
the
not.
Head.
Oh, you had to say
that. Oh, yeah, the suck in the head thing. Yep. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it was because the crawfish were already cooked. Like before I got them or something, but like I sucked the head and nothing happened. It was like, there's no way to have this conversation at all. There's no way to talk about this.
You don't really get a ton out of the head. I mean, it's just
juice.
It's just since you're boiling them, they're all like super waterlogged with the broth.
It just was kind of like a little bit of the spice and, you know, whatever. The thing I want to know was because, you know, you twist the head off, right? And you pull the body off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's like this little kind of yellowy green goop.
That's
called a tamale.
On top of the meat.
It's the digestive gland.
Butter.
Are you supposed to eat that or not?
You can eat it. Yeah.
Okay, because I thought that was really tasty.
Oh,
But then I was like, well, it's kind of a weird color. Maybe I shouldn't be eating that. I wasn't sure.
In the lobster world, they call it tamale. It's green. It looks really fucking disgusting. I don't like the taste of it.
Or we call it
all.
Butter.
Butter?
Crab butter. Crab butter.
Okay.
I thought it tasted good.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom is a fiend for it. There's a ton of people that don't like it. I'm not personally grossed out by the flavor or the texture, though the texture is pretty awful. I'm not by the color or the texture. It's just the flavor. It doesn't do it for me. But yeah. So it's you're one of those people that likes it. It's kind of like capers. Though I met somebody this weekend that is indifferent about capers. I did not know that person existed.
Capers, like the capers?
The little pickled flower buds.
Oh.
I have only met people who think that they are good and they enjoy them. Obviously, when appropriate, they're a very strong flavor. So it's not like, oh, yeah, bluebell ice cream. Let's put some capers on this. It would be good. But an item with capers in it. Would you like capers on that? Hells yeah, I want capers on that. Or
they're
the,
like little
oh
pickles. They're
capers.
Good.
Yeah. No, capers are delicious.
I read about somebody that can't taste bay leaves. I think it's bullshit.
Taste bay leaves?
Yeah, they think that bay leaves doesn't do anything to their stew or whatever.
Wrong?
The ones you gave me? Oh, yeah, they add a lot.
Well, probably because they're using, like, bay leaves they buy in the grocery store, which are too old and dried out and really don't do anything.
Definitely.
But if you get fresh bay leaves, holy cow.
I've mostly had fresh bay leaves, but I mean, even those do something.
Oh, crap.
Butter bay leaves.
What? I think Alan had to run because his eye was going to vomit.
Crap.
Is Alan there? I think he's gone.
I'm going to say no.
Wow. I wonder if his eye is vomiting or if he pooped his pants a little.
He said, oh, crap. I'm not entirely sure what's going on.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Alan had, like, iritis.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this, it's an inflammation of your iris.
He done got the creep eye.
Well, it was pretty, like, red and gnarly for quite a few days.
It is a precursor to the damp lung.
And I said to him, I said, maybe you should go to the doctor. And I have to tell you, it was the weirdest vacation because I went to like three doctor's appointments with Alan. It was in Texas. We went to the chest x-ray the first day. And then we went to two eye doctor appointments. It was just a weird vacation.
He knows how to show a girl a good time.
I know, right? But, And he has like a smorgasbord of eye drops, but he's using, what is it, atropine? Atropine in his eye. And atropine is, they give it to people after they get nerve gas. Because, you know, when you get nerve gas, all your muscles cramp up and, you know. Yeah. And they give you a shot of atropine and it relaxes your muscles. So he has these eye drops that are atropine. And so he does have the David Bowie thing. Where one eye is normal and one pupil is completely blown out.
Yeah,
but I don't
he said you were urging him to get an eye patch and he was talking like that was foolish. And I'm like, what a lost opportunity.
Yar.
Seriously? I said to him, before I left Texas, I said, you need to get an eye patch. It would be so awesome because you've got me who is a peg leg, right? And then you could have the eye patch. And then you have the three-legged cat. You'd be like the best pirate team ever. But no, you never get the eye patch. I was very disappointed.
And he used to have a sailboat.
Instead, he's scaring Cosmo.
Yeah. Instead, he's scaring the cat.
I did have the cat butt coaster for an eye patch, briefly.
So, Alan, where did you run off to?
I had the front windows open and the sprinkler was shooting in to the
window. First world problems.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the second time that's happened. And I don't know why it rained. It's idiotic because it rained all day yesterday and they're running the freaking sprinklers.
Oh, someone else put the sprinklers down. Okay, that's better.
It's the front yard, the place I live, somebody else takes care of the front yard. I don't.
Yeah.
It's the homeowners association or whatever, because it's like along the main street. And they water it and mow it, so I don't have to do it, which is nice.
Got that going for you.
Yeah.
Oh, crab butter.
Anyway, what'd I miss? Don't tell me. I don't care.
Atropine.
Yeah, I got atropine drops in my eye. That's pretty cool.
I know. I told the story.
So does it make you high?
No, it does not.
How fucked up are you?
All atropine does is block acetylcholine. It doesn't. I mean, it's not like it's a mood altering drug or anything.
Can you hear color?
No.
Do you have Rush Limbaugh trying to buy it from you?
No, but I can taste music. But that has nothing to do. I've always been able to do that.
Alan, if you close your eyes, you see all sorts of patterns.
No. It's not LSD. Good God.
Is there non-Euclidean geometry happening behind your eyelids?
It's just some freaking
best show ever.
Oh, God. Is it
we
time
had
to
atropine and waffle stomping.
What about you? What about you, Brina? Do they give you some mood-altering stuff to try to make your leg grow back?
Not yet. I'm still waiting.
I'm glad T-Volt didn't join that. That was pretty fucking ham-handed, I must say.
She's going to have an awful lot of time to murder you in the drive from
leg.
Drive to Anaheim. I'm just saying.
Hey, no, she's not going to murder me because I'm going to have the supply of leg growback pills.
Oh, God.
Please enjoy these Pfizer leg growback.
Well, if she kills you, you'll like
super
drive off the road.
Super popular with librarians and service members. What were you saying, T-Bolt?
Well, if she kills him while he's driving, that puts her at risk. So as long as he keeps
like, she'll wait for him to stop.
I would be. Yeah. Yeah, he just needs to never stop.
That didn't happen in the second to last season of Archer. Oh, man. Oh. Second last season of Archer came out, and 3 days later, I was all done watching that shit.
Yep. Oh, yes, again, so thank you, Brita. You were right.
I know.
New season started now.
Yep.
Well, I know that, but I have to wait till next year to watch that.
Why?
Because I don't have
Netflix.
Television.
Well, neither do I. That doesn't stop me. I don't know what your problem is.
What, do you watch it on, like, Hulu?
No.
He steals it from the internet.
He's a pirate. Hello, we've already.
He's a pirate with eye patch. Gotcha.
So again, why no eye patch, Alan?
Because I don't need one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You've got an eye that is completely filled with pus and is bulging.
It's not.
It looks like you fell out on the surface of Mars.
We have another caller.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to hang up on you, T-Bolt.
I love right, you.
T-Bolt. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for hanging out, right. T-Bolt.
Bye.
Thanks for waffle stomping.
Love you. Bye.
The okay. Waffle stomp.
New caller. Area code 903. Hello.
Good evening, squirrels. I hope maybe I'm going to be the last caller tonight.
I think you are going to be the last caller.
You might be.
You're kind of doing that whole, eBay sniping thing.
Yeah. Wait until the last minute.
Then my plan is working.
Call sniper.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm going to kind of miss doing this because, like I said a while back, I thought one of the things I always kind of wished with that, that other show we don't ever talk about was to be a part of it. And this one kind of gave me that chance. and I've really enjoyed it. And I'll just go ahead and apologize for not carrying my end of the end of it up, but I think Weird understands the problems of having a toddler running around in the evenings.
It was, you know, a lot of people are having that reaction, like, oh no, it's my fault because I never called in. It's not your fault.
Yes, it is.
Just, no, Alan, it's just the way things are.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of decided to cut our losses.
We've been doing this for like 4 years.
I know.
It's time for a change.
Time for a change. And also, like, we're tired of, like, browbeating people to call in, and we'll figure something out. It'll be fun. And, you know, we can always have guests on. It's, you know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's,
we'll see.
I'm looking forward to whatever comes, and I mean, I know it's going to be good because y'all are doing it. But this is a little melancholy. Although I am writing this day because I think this is the first time Brita has ever forgiven anybody on the air. So, I may celebrate this yearly now.
Wow. Not just on the air, ever.
Ever.
I will point
Brita
out.
Brita never forgives. Brita never forgets.
We missed.
Well, I never forget.
We kind of missed
our
anniversary.
She eats her victim from the feet up.
We kind of missed our anniversary last month. It whooshed by. Our first official episode, One of the Score Report, was March 23rd, 2012.
Oh, wow. 2012. Oh, my God.
Wow. I didn't realize y'all had been on that long.
Yep.
That's like 2 decades in internet years.
Oh yeah, it's awful. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Jason. But you are not the last caller because we got another one.
Oh,
God. somebody sniped you.
Y'all have a good
2 minutes
one.
To go. Bye. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. Wow. This is figures we'd get more callers. And this one's area code 5. Oh my God! And we got another one behind this area code. 352, hello.
Oh, no, I'm not the last caller. Yeah.
No.
It's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Yeah.
Radis is our graphic designer.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get my own podcast with hookers and blackjack.
Oh, Radis, by the way, I was thinking about contacting you with the I've been mostly just taunting people by saying that won't happen once God Emperor Trump is elected. and said, you know what, Radis? If you could Photoshop Trump's head onto Leto on the cover of Dune Messiah, wouldn't that be cool? And then I got thinking, I said, I wonder if somebody else has done that. And when I type in God Emperor and then T, it immediately auto completes Trump. And I go, okay, that's interesting. And instead, they actually went another way, and I think it's better. They went with the Imperium of Man from Warhammer, I think 30K or whatever the hell that one is, of the Emperor of Mankind as Donald Trump. And it's,
no!
Let me tell you. Do a Google image search for God Emperor Trump, and you will not be disappointed.
No, they need to do it on Lord Humongous.
Oh. The problem is that there's not really any way to get the hair to match up.
True. Well, you have to have it poking out from behind the colander.
Yes, that's all you do.
Again, Google God Emperor. Do the Google image search for God Emperor Trump, and you will appreciate it. It fits amazingly with like the golden armor and all that. Like, it works exceptionally well since, you know, this man shits in gold plated toilets. Like, not even kidding.
Damn it,
Pendulette has shat in Donald Trump's toilet and has noted that it was gold. Ugh.
All right. Hey, Radis, we're running out of time. Yeah. We got another call. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Right. Bye.
I'm going to give everybody the chance. Actually, we should just quit right now and leave this guy hanging, whoever it is.
No! That's me.
Area code 360. Hello.
That would be me. How are you guys doing?
We're all right.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Brad. I know it's been a while, but
Brad.
Bradley! Oh, yay!
Bradley, I know that that guy.
Yeah.
He's our last one of my caller. Favorite Facebook friends.
Are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
No, that would be tomorrow, and I actually am wearing a Hawaiian shirt tomorrow because my boss is gone, so the no Hawaiian shirts at work rule doesn't apply.
Awesome.
Because Brita demands it.
I'm sure like they would understand that.
I like the Hawaiian shirt Friday. I look forward to it.
That was something I really loved about being in Hawaii. It was like, hey, it's Aloha. You have to wear an Aloha shirt. Okay, whatever. Right.
Okay, yeah.
So they do actually wear Hawaiian shirts in Hawaii.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
And it's not ironically, too. They wear them seriously.
That's really interesting because, like,
they actually
when one of my coworkers went to Iceland, everyone just always said, yeah, nobody eats a Carl here. That's just for the tourists.
It's what?
The Carl, the fermented Greenland shark.
Oh. I think it meant Carl the llama.
Ha Carl!
Carl!
Yes.
Oh, that's one of those things where they came up with this really gross food and said, let's tell all the tourists that we eat this stuff and they'll want to eat it too. And we'll laugh at
them. Live in an island in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. They were starving to death and was looking for, and happened to be the largest food source that was nearby, happened to be the only poisonous shark in the world. So they quickly figured out that if you just tow it up out of the reach of high tide, bury it for a month. That after a few freeze-thaw cycles, it's absolutely rancid, absolutely disgusting, but you can survive on it.
Hey, it's fermented shark. Brita.
What? No.
Fermented shark.
No.
Brita,
I'm not fermenting meat.
The Sturmtiger.
According to this coworker, he said, take a nice soft piece of a Swiss cheese and piss all over it.
No,
it's like
I'll pass.
Well, that's why the shark is poisonous, is because they pee through their muscles.
See, that's not true. That is a common misconception. So
then, how do they get ammonia poisoning?
What's that?
How do they get ammonia poisoning then?
So what that is how. Any marine creature needs to have a method to keep the salt out of their system because the ocean is more salty than body fluids. So the same goes for freshwater fish. They just piss all the time. Is they need to keep the fresh water out because they're going to get waterlogged. Their cells are going to be pushed out of length. So they've got to keep the things going. But it's just so much easier just to keep the floodgates open because they're not going to dehydrate. So who cares? But in seawater, it's a little harder. The more advanced fish actually have cells that concentrate chloride ions in one place and just kind of crystallize it and just kind of spit off, a high salt brine out of I think it's out of their gills. And so they're just the downstream side of the gills, the deoxygenated water is coming out and it's saltier. But for the lower fish, so the sharks and rays, There's an enzyme in the blood. Oh, shoot. What the hell is it called? Nobody cares. But there's an enzyme in the blood. And what it does is it keeps urea very, very stable. And so what they do is their kidneys are actually putting urea back into their bloodstream. And it's being kept in a non-toxic state by this enzyme. But the moment it dies and stops producing the enzyme denatures, and then immediately the urea breaks down into ammonia, and then that just soaks into all the tissues. So
very cool. I did not know that.
If you catch a shark while it's still alive, cut its fucking head off and hang it by the tail.
Noted.
The blood will drain out while the tissues are still alive, and it will not taste like piss.
What if you hook a battery up to it? I don't know.
It would be awesome. I don't think it would continue to produce the enzyme. It might keep wiggling. So yeah.
Good to know.
All right. We are way out of time.
Yeah. All right.
I was hoping.
This isn't like Gunbroker. You get another 15 minutes for every new call?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I will let you guys go.
Oh, you guys thank you, Bradley.
Thank you, Bradley, for being our last caller.
Yeah, last caller.
Bye. Woo.
All right. Bye.
Yay.
All right.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Last live show. And that's it. The next, going forward, they'll be, you know, they'll still be, you know, on iTunes and all that stuff and on the RSS feed. They just won't be live.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry to the six people who listen to us live.
The six people that listen to us live, we apologize. You'll just have to download it like everyone else.
Sorry.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Okay. Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.